Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
By the Gab Radio Network.
Stones bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out. Use it to your advantage. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Nagin. He's one of the top retail experts in the galaxy, a co-author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age, founder of WhizBang Training. That's the .com, right? Is that right, Bob?
.com, yeah, with an H, W-H-I-Z.
W-H-I-Z, whizbangtraining.com. Check it out. And what do they find when they get there, Bob?
Lots of great information, lots of free information. Encourage people to sign up for our free email tip of the week. And, of course, we have products and services that will help them grow a much better, much bigger, much more successful, much less stressful life.
Bob, we're talking about how things are changing on Main Street, the retail. You called it the retail apocalypse. Which folks, the apocalypse is not for you. It's actually the retail opportunity for you. But the apocalypse are for the people who are having to close up and move out in an unprecedented way. And literally, folks, you know, Bob, people use that word unprecedented all the time, like it was candy throwing it around. But you know what? It's never been more accurate to use unprecedented as it is right now. When Sears, Roebuck, and Macy's, after 175 years in Macy's case, pulls out of places in the way they are, it's unprecedented. So here's the question, though, Bob. I want to ask you. I believe that people still are going to want to go into a store. I do business online. I do plenty of business online, but I still want to go into a store and touch things and look at things and be around people because I'm analog, because you're analog. You're going to do the same thing. But there's a crossover, a habitual thing going on that the less I get out of the habit of that, I'm worried that if local retailers don't claim this, they're part of this vacuum that's being created, they're gonna lose opportunity. I don't think they're gonna be able to wander around for 2 or 3 years and come back and claim this. What do you think? I think it's now or never.
Well, I would disagree with that. I do not think it's now or never. I think that if somebody goes into the market, so somebody has a great idea, they have a really fun store, they create an experience that's memorable, that's worth talking about, that the word gets out.
But I'm saying to you, Bob, is somebody's going to do that right now. If you don't do it today, you can't come back in 3 years and do it. I'm saying there's a vacuum. There's empty real estate, so to speak, and I mean that metaphorically. There's empty retail opportunity banging around out there. There's a big void that's not being filled because these guys are gone, and people are still buying stuff. So who are they buying it from? They're buying it online, or they're buying it from whoever's left, and there's an opportunity to claim that vacuum, and I don't think you can claim it 3 years from now.
No, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I think somebody else will come in.
Right.
See, I think all these, you know, when I look at my downtown at Grand Haven, you know, hope springs eternal. And I always say that retailers are the cockroaches of the business world. Because if there's an empty space, there's somebody. Am I right, though? If there's an empty space, somebody is going to say, I can open a
right.
store. And so somebody goes out of business, the same space gets filled year after year with different stores. So I think that it's always going to, you know, somebody's going to always rush in and fill those spaces. But to your point, for people who are in business now, they need to change. I'll give you an example. A butcher opened up in my town. We have a wonderful butcher in the town next over. Wonderful, established, great butcher. But, you know, I mean, this is my town. So I started, you know, I shop with them a lot. Well, then they start closing on Sundays. Even in the summer, when everybody's grilling, they're closed on Sundays. Then they're closed on Monday. Then they close at 6 o'clock, and, you know, and they sell barbecue. And so I would want to go and get some barbecue for dinner. They were closed at 6, and I worked till 6. And
right.
So I just started to become – it was more frustrating for me to shop with them.
And when you didn't come in them. Because you weren't able to meet their hours, nobody called you and said, Mr. Negan, we haven't seen you lately. Are we doing something wrong?
Just the opposite. I had a friend who went there right away at 6 o'clock, and they were in there.
Wouldn't let them
in. They didn't open the door
I've had that happen to me before. I've had it happen to me before, and I went somewhere else.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Well, they're not going to make it.
No, they're gone already. They sold already.
I believe they sold already. Yeah.
Yeah. But going back to what we talked about earlier, you know, in order to survive now, you have to be intensely focused on the customer, and you have to want it. You know, that it is, you have to want to give that customer that experience. You have to have that feeling. You know,
what you sell, they can get anywhere. It's the experience that they want from you. And Bob, I need you to, now they, if they, now you can help them, folks. Bob can help you with this. If they contact you at whizbang.com,
whizbangtraining.com.
If they contact you there, you've got things you can do for them on a little bitty basis or a big basis, right?
That's exactly right. So we can help you.
If you're a retailer you want to be, you need to know Bob Negan, whizbangtraining.com. Hey, Bob, good job. Come back soon.
Oh, I would love to, Jim. Anytime you want me, I'm here.
We'll see you next time. Bob Negan, ladies and gentlemen, please stay close to him. He writes a lot. Follow him wherever whatever he's doing. Follow him online, and you'll get smarter when you do. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.